Have you heard the news? Asperger's syndrome is vanishing. It's going away. There won't be any more Asperger's syndrome anymore. And no, it's not because of some new drug or some magic supplement or some crazy diet. It's because they're doing away with the diagnosis. If the American Psychiatric Association and some other people get their way, there won't be a diagnosis called Asperger's syndrome anymore after about 2010. Now, before you get really up in arms and scared and think, oh my God, you know, the world is ending, they don't believe in Asperger's syndrome, what they've finally realized is that Asperger's syndrome is it's a label. What they're really going to do is they're going to collapse autism and Asperger's syndrome, and I think PDD-NOS, they're going to collapse that into one category called autistic syndromes, autistic spectrum syndromes. And for my book, hey, that's great. But really, you have to know that doesn't matter. It is simply a label. Autism's just a label. Asperger's just a label. Even this new thing they want to create, you know, autistic spectrum syndrome, it's just a label that does not tell you what you're going to be able to do for that child to make them better. And in fact, it doesn't tell you why they're like that. So I actually am not bothered by this at all because, you know, in my practice, I don't really care about those labels. In my practice, what we want to do is functionally diagnose the child. If you've seen some of the videos here, what we want to do is find out what's working right in that child and what's not. I mean, in Asperger's syndrome, here's what's, well, speaking as if it's still around, what's going on in Asperger's syndrome is they have all the same characteristics of a child who's, you know, frankly autistic, meaning they have repetitive stereotype behaviors, they have, you know, restricted interests, they have communication, excuse me, they have social skills deficits, but they do not have a verbal delay. That's really the only difference. And beyond that, we're just cutting hairs. We're just getting into semantics, and it doesn't really matter. It's kind of like it's the same thing I tell people about having a gluten reaction. Like if you're sensitive, which I hate to use that, but if you have an immune system reaction to gluten, it doesn't matter if you call it celiac or gluten sensitive. It doesn't matter. The point is you're having an immune system response to gluten, and it's not good. The same thing with these things. Asperger's just means, in most cases, that the child has a right brain delay in some capacity for some reason. It's not the same for every child. I've treated kids that had gluten and casein reactions that caused their delay. I've had kids that have cerebellum delays. That goes all across the board, and that's why you can't use a one-size-fits-all sort of approach for these kids. It doesn't work. There's lots of expensive, very expensive, ridiculously expensive schools and programs that have lots of people's famous names attached to them, and all they do is they say, here's the 10 things you do for a kid that's been diagnosed autistic or diagnosed Asperger's, and they run them through them. They hope that it works. That's inefficient. That, to me, is not good healthcare. That's not good care for your child. And I don't want you to get upset or scared that because the Asperger's diagnosis is going to go away, and it looks like it probably will. That doesn't change what I do one iota. What we do is still look at that child for who they are. We treat the child, not their diagnosis. We want to treat them functionally. You know, is it the frontal lobe of their brain? Is it the cerebellum that's malfunctioning? Is it all those things together? You know, metabolically speaking, do they have a problem with gluten and casein, an immune system problem? Are they autoimmune? I mean, I just had two cases in the last week diagnosed autistic, but really what the problem is they're autoimmune. Their body's immune system is attacking them, attacking their brain. And that's what's manifesting as this set of behaviors that gets diagnosed autistic. In Asperger's. So for me, this doesn't make my job any more difficult or any more easy. I just want to allay some of your fears in that, you know, the medical community at large believes these things exist, but they finally come to the realization that, you know, we really don't need this diagnosis anymore. It's more efficient if we just say it's an autistic spectrum syndrome. And I kind of agree with that. Now, what they tend to do with that, there may be some repercussions that you and I don't know about because, you know, insurance companies are always looking for ways not to pay. That's kind of their MO. But I wanted to share that with you, and I don't want you to be scared about it. Just remember, in a functional diagnosis, a functional approach like what I use, we don't care about labels. We care about what's actually going on with that child and what we can do to make them better. And just so you know for sure, there's absolutely 100%, 1,000%, things that we can do to help that child be better. to improve so much that you may never ever know that they ever had a problem with social skills, with stimming, with anxiety, with repetitive behaviors. You may never know, language delays, that they ever had that, because I've seen it happen. We've been able to do that with my program. So don't be scared about this new thing with the Asperger syndrome going away.